Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, the story is top of mind things for healthcare CIOs, and this is a top five list based on my recent interviews. Today, number three, digital. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week in Health IT, a channel dedicated to keeping health IT staff current and engaged. Just a quick reminder, we have four new shows next year, This Week Health News to stay current, This Week Health Conference for keynote interviews and emerging products, This Week Health Community, where we hear from you about interesting solutions to the problems facing healthcare from the people who are solving them. And finally, This Week Health Academy, where you go or send people to learn about the intersection of technology and healthcare. Sign up at thisweekhealth.com/shows. All right. So this series, this whole week, we're just doing a series, top five things which are top of mind for healthcare CIOs. And I came up with this list after doing about 23 interviews across three conferences, a lot of stuff going on. And these are the five top of mind issues. The other thing I did is I got together with some CIOs and I just validated the list. These are the things. They were shaking their heads saying, yep, that's it. We are really focused on a lot of those things. So on Monday, we talked about labor. We talked about staffing, the staffing shortage, not only the staffing shortage in IT, but also the staffing shortages in nursing across the board. We're looking at a 500,000 nurse shortfall within the next 3 years. And so IT is being asked to address some of those things. Then yesterday we talked about cybersecurity and the challenge that we have with cybersecurity. And I understand that some people might say, hey, that's number one. But the reality is we got some money for cybersecurity about a year and a half ago. This was really top of mind. People went to the boards, they went to their leadership, they got some money. We are making progress on the cyber, which is why I put it at number two. And I feel like the staffing is really a top of mind current issue that everyone's trying to address. Number three, we're going to talk about today is digital. Number four is automation. We'll talk about that on Thursday. And we're going to close out the week on Friday talking about care venues. All right. So today we're going to talk about digital. And every CIO has a digital story. All things digital, chatbots, ambient listening, digital front doors, remote patient monitoring. We have Echoes, iPads, and Internet of Things, all kinds of devices, all kinds of use cases. What is top of mind for the CIO? What can we do with digital? Can we address some of the staffing shortages that are projected in healthcare? Staffing shortages due to competition for IT talent or the projected 500,000 shortfall in nurses. Perhaps we can find time, make the existing staff more efficient, move tasks off of their plate, and have computer assistants do the work. We're going to talk a lot more about that tomorrow when we talk about automation, but staffing is a major driver. But you know what the primary driver is? The primary driver was the pandemic. We needed to do things remotely to maintain a safe distance and still provide a high level of care. Chatbots were an interesting case study. Chatbots provided a guided experience that helped people to determine the best course of action for their symptoms, find testing, and even find answers to questions that they had. A computer assistant that was able to educate, direct, and even diagnose. We called on our digital front doors to do more than our portals ever could do. Health systems went into overdrive to adjust their tools to provide the services that the pandemic required. I had quite a few conversations with health IT leaders who have decided to break down their MyChart implementation and utilize the components to build a wrapper around MyChart functionality so they could be more agile and build in new services that were specific to their community. No more one-size-fits-all portal or one-size-fits-all digital front door. Hopefully that word portal will go by the wayside here shortly. One of the things that was exposed during the pandemic is that our digital experience doesn't match our physical experience. Say what you want about the waiting room, but We have invested billions in beautiful campuses with amazing entries and waiting areas. Our hospital buildings are becoming more and more advanced. People are welcomed onto our campus, greeted and directed. Our digital experiences, not so much. It was a series of tools pulled together for functionality, not for experience. Does it work? Sure, if you do it the right way. Does it please the end user? Not usually. This is where the focus is now and where it's going to be over the next year or so. How can we make our digital experiences pleasing to the clinical user and pleasing to the consumer? No small task for sure. During the pandemic, we also started to experiment with a new set of tools in the patient room. Ambient clinical listening was on the rise prior to COVID, but continues to accelerate. The promise being a fully formed note where the clinician's only interaction with a keyboard is to approve the note. That would be really nice. iPads in the room to save PPE, and Amazon Echoes also deployed to improve communication systems that were found wanting during the pandemic. The newly placed devices gave rise to innovation. What can we do with listening devices at the bedside? Experiments ensued and exciting prospects are on the horizon. If you want to check out more, see This Week in Health IT episode that I did with Michelle Stansbury from Houston Methodist. Really interesting stuff. I guess the question is, what's your digital story? What is your system's digital story? Healthcare has gone digital, but you know, all we have to do is turn the corner and we see that fax machine and we know that we still have a long way to go. That's all for today. If you know of someone that might benefit from our channel, please forward them a note. They can subscribe on our website, thisweekhealth.com or thisweekhealth.com/shows, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Overcast, Spotify, Stitcher. You get the picture. We are everywhere. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders, VMware, Hillrom, Starbridge Advisors, McAfee, and Aruba Networks. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.